I felt I had to say sorry, but it was a strange place to apologize. And a strange crowd to apologize to. I was standing with 20 kids looking at polar bears. It was a field trip to the zoo, and my young students were enjoying the clown-like antics at the polar bear exhibit. As the delighted kids watched the goofy white bears diving in the water, I was thinking about that UN climate conference in Copenhagen last month. 110 world leaders discussing greenhouse gases and the environment, a conference which ended with a non-binding agreement. Although nations are urged to reduce emissions, no compliance is required. That's bad news for these bears. The World Wildlife Fund estimates there are fewer than 30,000 polar bears left, and a U.S. Geologic Survey report concludes two-thirds of polar bears will be wiped out by 2050, victims of warming temperatures in polar regions. Of course, the presidents and prime ministers meeting in Copenhagen didn't all agree with this bearish environmental outlook or what to do about it. Those leaders pointed out the conference produced significant and positive results. They didn't say what those results were, other than one single agreement with fewer teeth than a single one of these bears. But as time runs out for an answer, we deserve better than the clown-like antics of those 110 leaders putting on as much of a show for the world as these bears for the children at the zoo. As the kids shrieked with laughter watching the bears, I thought about zoo field trips of the future. Will zoos become the repositories for the last few remaining members of the creatures who once shared our Earth? I wanted to apologize to the kids and to the bears for being part of the generation that let this happen. Kindergarten teachers teach students not to leave a mess for somebody else to clean up. Maybe world leaders need to learn that, too. With a perspective, I'm Richard Swerdlow.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.